Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All I do is support kingdom, business, I rap, Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, kingdom assignment, leave it feel, yeah, all up inside me, I support my way, I only eat hope, and my aim, if you send it out, I won't, you see your daughter, being a supporter, thinking of Jesus, I'm a supporter.
Jesus and I'm a support, and if you not, then you know who my source. I'm free from the greed, I'm good on the Forbes. So me in the grave, that girl is a corpse. On this side is different, for kingdom we stand. We trying to get souls, not trying to get bands. We trying to be whole, go ahead keep your mans. My life got his promise, my life got his hand. When you see Jesus, you see it all new. When you get Jesus, he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020, it ain't can't relate. Are you in good hands, supporting all states? One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
Cause there is no one else that supports you like he has to. He do. If you like to turn it up for the kingdom, then he got you. He got you. If you know about it, he gon' bring that fire. Yes, you know we bought that kingdom supply. Yes, we turn it up, we pray the most high. Cause we are about it, no one could do it like he do it.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me, Christ inside me. I support, kingdom assignment. Leave it feel, yeah, all up inside me.
My God, my God, got a plan for me. My God, my God.
that I ain't the shell. He said without him in my life, I'm really broken and frail. He said when I need bail and when my plans fail, if I just call upon the name of Jesus, I prevail. My God said I am the head. He said that I ain't the tail. He said without him in my life, I'm really broken and frail. He said when I need bail and when my plans fail, if I just call upon the name of Jesus, I prevail. I prevail.
My God got a plan for me. My God got his hand on me. I lift him up, yes, he sent his son a man for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, I thought I was the man. I thought that I had a plan, though. Till I fell flat on my face, he came and saved me like commando. Him blessed me with a mantle, put peace up in my sandals. Said that I had work to do for him and that all my plans were canceled. So where do you want me to go, Lord? What do you want me to do? Ain't nothing to fear, look, I went out doubt. As long as I'm walking with you, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, all three. Look, I know that you're living in me, and there is no way that I could repay you for what you have given to me.
My God got his hand on me. He pulled me from the bottom, now it's plain to see. More ways than others, ways that yes, he's changing me. So I thank you, yes, I praise you. My God got his hand on me. He pulled me from the bottom, now it's plain to see. More ways than others, ways that yes, he's changing me. So I thank you, yes, I praise you.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Good evening, good evening. What's good? What's going on? What up, everybody? It's your boy, KS. This is, you know, it's the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. My guest tonight, Annalise, is a powerhouse of a woman. She is doing great things in the body of Christ. She's doing a lot of things. I'm really excited to have her here tonight. But before I get her on the show in queue, I just want to just open up the show with prayer and give a big shout out to the homie Bobby Bendito for that song called Plan For Me, because God has a plan for all of our lives, all of our children, everybody that we associate with, either on social media, off social media, even unborn children. He still has plans for every person, not just every person, but also everything, like the sun, the moon, the stars. He is in control of everything because he has a plan for everything. So shout out to the homie Bobby Bendito for that song featuring, I think her name is Sierra Barbera, which is his, I don't know if it's his wife or his cousin or, you know, somebody from his church, but she did her thing on the course of that song. So anyway, so first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us another chance at life, oh God. Thank you for breathing into our lungs once again to give us a chance to get it right. Despite the mistakes we've made, despite the attitudes we have had with certain people, despite each and every circumstance that has, you know, been our reality up until this point right here, right now. So, Lord, we just want to give you glory. We want to give you honor tonight. Lord, I just ask that you would just bless my listeners tonight and Elise tonight. Bless each and everything about her ministry, each and everything about her life, oh Lord. And Lord, if there's anything that we have done, anything we have said, or anything we have thought about that is not like Christ, we repent right now, God. And Lord, we just ask for you to just shape us and mold us in your hands so that we can be who you have made us to be, so that we can look like you, so that we can have our same mindset of Christ that you say in your scriptures, oh Lord. Lord, if there's anything or anyone that is standing in the need of something, I pray that they will just continue to lean on you. And if they haven't started to lean on you and trust you, I pray that they will by the end of this show or before it's their time, that you call them home, oh Lord. Lord, again, bless my listeners. Bless each and every person that's listening live via phone or via internet, or they will listen to the rebroadcast later on. Just continue to expand the KS Radio Show to where you want it to go, and just continue to touch my heart and minister to me through the music of your word, through experiences. And Lord, we just ask for you to have your way tonight. I ask for your love to be felt on this platform. I ask for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be set and unleashed tonight. And Lord, we just ask for your love and your patience and your peace be felt on this platform, either through the music or through what Annalise is going to share tonight. And Lord, just continue to bless her, strengthen her, and her family, strengthen her sister and her nephew, and each and every person that is in her life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen again. Annalise, if you're there, press the number one key. I want to say you are on the road at the moment, but hopefully you have called in. If not, we are going to have the show to keep moving and rolling. I think Annalise is here now. Annalise, are you there, sis?
Yes, I am. We are on the road right now as I speak, and thank you so much for having me. But I will say this, my mind is so focused, laser focused on the deliverance of my nephew right now as we speak. So I'm just going to ask the audience to come in agreement with me and my sister and each and every one of us that are praying for my nephew right now, because the enemy is trying to take his life and feeding him these lies, making him feel unworthy. And we know that the spirit of deception is running rampant, you know, is running rampant in our youth. And it is up to us. We have the influence. I wrote the book, The Proverbs 31 Influencer. My ministry, my business, everything is the influence, you know, Proverbs 31 Influence. And we have the influence. We have the power and the authority through the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, to set the captives free. And that's
Amen.
What we're doing right now. So if there's anything that I'm bringing at this moment, it's to be able to bring freedom to the captives, deliverance to those who are caught in the web of lies of the enemy, because he is a deceiver, a liar. And if there's anyone listening, okay, if there's anyone that's listening right now that needs deliverance in the name of Jesus, okay, give me 1 second. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for deliverance in the name of Jesus. And you have to come into agreement with it. Come into agreement with it for the deliverance in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, because that's what Jesus came for, to set the captives free.
So, Lord, whatever the situation is, Lord, you know what it is. Lord, we just bind any attack, any device, any scheme, any suggestion that the enemy may want to say or have a thought to say, oh, Lord, and even put in the atmosphere, oh, Lord, over this family. Lord, I come into agreement with my sister Annalise for you to just deliver her nephew, deliver the family, whatever it is that they're going through. Let them continue to be strengthened by you and continue through this process. And, Lord, just let your will be done in this situation and going forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. So, Annalise, I know that you're on the road. I know that time is of the essence. So for those who don't know who you are, you know, give us your testimony.
Amen. So first of all, I just want to say, you know, that this opportunity, like we've connected, I think it was last month, right? Like a month ago or so,
mm-hmm.
we connected. And we had scheduled this a while back. So to have this opportunity and then just to have the enemy coming against my family this way, for me, it's just a huge testimony of the big and great things that God is going to do, not only in my life, but in my family's life. You know, through the ministry that God has given me, I know that I will provide the generational wealth, and we're going to break the generational curses of poverty. We're going to break the general curses of low self-esteem and feeling unworthy, and we're going to bring deliverance. All right, to many through the influence that God has given us. So part of my testimony is that I've struggled a lot with low self-esteem throughout my childhood, and it's something that I actually grew into or grew up with. You know what I mean? I grew up, and I still struggled with low self-esteem. And I knew I had influence, but I rejected it because I felt that people would reject me. And I knew that there was something different about me, something that was just always different. I didn't realize that it was my calling. And for many, many years, I resisted my calling for many years. So really quick, to make the testimony a little quick and speed it up, the Proverbs 31 Influencer Network came about through the book that God had me write. In 2020, he took me out of the workforce, late 2020. He took me out of the workforce. I was fighting tooth and nail. I didn't want to leave, but he forced me out of the workforce. And he told me, now you're going to work for me. You're going to write for me. And I'm like, okay, amen. 2021 was a year of breakthrough for me. It was a year where I had to experience deliverances and just the power of God working in me so tremendously in order to be the person that I am today, right? Because a lot of times we resist the will of God for our lives, and we don't realize that keeps us in bondage. And Jesus said, that he comes to set the captives free, and those who are free indeed, right, in Jesus. But we can never be truly free if we reject the calling. We can never be truly free if we reject the purpose that God has placed in us for us and the things that he has planned for us. Every time that we reject our calling and we walk in disobedience, right, what happens is mm-hmm. that we keep ourselves in bondage, okay? And my moment of freedom, of true freedom, walking free indeed in the Lord, came when I finally submitted and surrendered to obedience. When I fully surrendered in obedience to the Lord is when I felt this true freedom and when I accepted the calling of God on my life. So he told me to write this book, and I'm like, okay, yeah, God, I'll write the book. And he's like, no, you need to write this book. And I'm like, yeah, sure. He said, no, you're not understanding me. If you don't write this book, this is the last opportunity you're going to get to write this book. You know? And I was like, oh, wait a second. He's like, this is the last opportunity you're going to get to write the book and to publish any work that I'm giving you. And I'm just like, amen. And a little bit of backstory about that. I've always been a writer. I just never put out the information that God has given me. You know, I've never put out the information. I've never published anything. So I'm like, yeah, God, I got you. He's like, no, you're going to write this book. I was like, okay, amen, fine. And then I was like, okay, what's the title? He says, The Proverbs 31 Influencer. I said, okay, that's cool. All right. What do you want me to do? You know, so I started the process. And then I was challenged with, okay, this is more than just a book. This is also a business. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about, God? Like, this is a business. I'm like, okay. And then this is a network. You're going to connect my daughters. You're going to connect them globally, internationally. You are going to connect the women of God, and you're going to revitalize the Proverbs 31 woman, and you're going to reintroduce her, influencer that she is throughout the ages. And I'm like, amen. So I started the process. Writing the book itself was liberating for me, and it was actually it gave me a new sense of understanding of who this woman was. And in my book, I actually speak about the warfare that she goes into for her community and for her family. God showed me verse by verse, you know, the book breaks down verse by verse the power of this woman and the influence, actually, of this woman. So that is how that came to be, and that is how I, you know, that is how it came to be, and that is how, I'm sorry, because my husband is on the phone with my nephew in the background. That is what the influence that God had. He's like, he called me out to fully own the influence that he's given me. Let your light shine before men, right? Let your light shine, and that's what the influence is. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I want to say when I reached out, I didn't know that you had, you know, wrote a book until like 38 seconds ago. But that is amazing. That is amazing. And I'm glad that you're here to, you know, take a deep dive with us. And, you know, just tell your testimony, because I didn't know, like, what you had did, and I don't know if we had, you know, talked about it before I made the flyer, but I'm glad that you're here to, you know, break bread with me and, you know, share your story with the listeners and with the audience. So that's amazing. I think you are the second author within, like, a month, because I had Julie on the show, who I know is an author. She had published her book as well.
Yeah, Julie's my friend,
amazing, though.
Julie is actually my writing accountability partner. And I would say this, you know, for those who have not taken the journey, listen, whether you're an artist, right, a Christian artist, whether and you minister through the art of music, the ministry of music, right, we know that all of that incorporates writing, okay? And writing is so important. It's pivotal for ministry, whether you're writing music, whether you're writing a sermon, whether you're writing a book, right? We can release our influence. We can release the light that shines into the world. We project it into the world in different forms, but ultimately writing. You have to write your stuff, right? You got to write your list. You have to write your words before you rap them, before you sing them. So I just want to encourage everyone that, you know, really dive into your gifts and explore all gifts, not just the ones that you just don't even realize how amazing and talented you are until you start allowing God to use you fully, okay, in the capacity that he has placed within each and every one of us. So right now, even the struggle with my nephew is a struggle for purpose. It's a struggle. You know, there's demonic influence, and then there's the godly influence. And we know that there's always that battle of good and evil, okay? And just to give God the glory, we want to make sure that we are using the influence that he has given us to set the captives free, to save the others, to snatch them out the fire. When we write our words, let's write them with the anointing that God has placed in our hands and our fingers, you know, as we're writing. And as we share the words, ask for God to anoint the words. Ask for God to anoint your songs. Ask for God to anoint every gift and talent. Because one thing about God is that when he does, right, it says that the gifts, he gives them without repentance. Okay? That means that he's not sorry, and he's not going to take them back. They're yours. They're yours to glorify, to serve others and to glorify God. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you guys. I want to encourage each and every one of you guys to continue to use your talents for the Lord. And praise God that you do have the second author on your show. I don't think it's going to be the last one, okay? But we serve God in all forms of artistry, you know? Like, writing is an art. Rapping, singing is an art. You know, so we're serving God in all different forms, this ministry, you know, and all I can really say is, like, really encourage people to walk in the purpose that God, because nothing is going to make sense if you're not walking in purpose. Nothing's going to make sense, you know. So for anybody who's lacking purpose right now and don't know their purpose and don't know how to connect with their purpose, you know, I pray that you will have that encounter and be very intentional about connecting with your purpose and engaging with it on a different level. Because once you do, once you say yes, once you fully surrender, okay, you're going to, oh my gosh, yeah, Father. All right, guys, so, all right, so just pray for my nephew right now. Things are getting worse right now. You know, my husband is on the phone with him. Yeah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, I pray and I thank you and I give you the praise, the glory, the honor, King of Kings, my God. My Lord, I just pray for each and every person, not only for those that are listening, but for my nephew right now, for my sister right now, my God. The powers of, you know, it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and that's what we're standing on right now. The lies of the enemy is not gonna prevail against the church. The lies of the enemy will not prevail against my nephew. The lies of the enemy will not prevail against our family. We have to stand on the word of God, and that's what I'm doing right now, just standing on that word of God. As we're speaking, this is warfare. Sometimes this is what warfare looks like. While you're ministering to others, that devil's going to come at your family. He's going to attack your finances. He's going to attack your health. He's going to attack your loved ones. But we have to stand in faith and believing that God has everything under control. And we have to believe and understand that we do have the authority to uproot the lies of the enemy. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just stand, my God, on your word, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, King of kings and Lord of lords. I pray for each and every person that's listening, my God, and ask you, my God, that if there's anything in their lives right now as well that needs deliverance, that needs your not only your anointing, but your presence, my God, presence, that peace that surpasses all understanding, you know, I pray for that right now, my God, because this is exactly what warfare looks like. You know, that everything, it's chaotic. It looks chaotic. Everything looks crazy. But you're still standing on the word of God. So with that said, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. And, yeah, I'm going to be focusing on my nephew right now because I got to go into some tongue warfare and some intercession right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, before you go, what's the name of the book and where can we purchase it?
Amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity. The book is called The Proverbs 31 Influencer. And you can find it on Amazon. My name is Annalise Nieves. You can find it on Amazon. And, you know, if you feel led to buy it, if you're a male and you, you know, there's a whole chapter on the husband, the Proverbs 31 husband as well. But you can always purchase it and give it to your sister, your mother, your wife, you know, your friends, your cousin. And also for those who, you know, I always say pray about it. Like, you know, pray to purchase the book. I'm not one of those people like, oh, buy my book because it's going to change your life. It's the best. No, I have gotten amazing testimonies and feedback on how this book has helped people shift their mindset on their influence, and you know, it's becoming the influencer that God called you to be. That's what the book is about. So thank you so much for this opportunity, and I ask the audience, hey, keep me and my family in prayer. Keep my nephew right now in prayer. Slow down the bit. Keep my nephew in prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen, Annalise. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We're gonna go ahead and get into some music. I would love to get you back on the show when things are, you know, more calmed down. But definitely hit me up on social media. We'll stay in touch. And just know that we're here at the KS Radio Show and everyone's listening. We're praying for your family and for your nephew.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
Amen. Safe travels. Safe travels. Well, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into this. Jillian Ellis, I Found Freedom track. As we go ahead and continue to pray for Miss Annalise and her nephew. Without any further ado, here's Jillian Ellis with I Found Freedom. Check that out.
Play.
That's why I know there's
freedom and love.
Yo, this your boy, Who I Be, I'm Jay City, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of exclusive music and exclusive interviews. Yeah.
All right, you guys, we are back, man. We want to give a big shout-out to Miss Annalise, who is the author behind the book titled The Proverbs 31 Influencer, which is on Amazon right now. So definitely, you know, like she said, pray about it and see if the Lord wants you to support her book. And if he does, then jump on Amazon and copy it and buy it and support her. I think Joe Focus is on the line. Joe Focus from Cincinnati. Are you here, bro? What's going on, man?
What's going on, bro?
What's happening with you? How you feeling tonight?
Yeah, this is a great show.
Thank you. It started off rocky. Miss Annalise had to get off the phone because, you know, she was trying to locate her nephew, who is 15, and he just recently ran out of the house last year. I think her other nephew, which is his brother, killed himself last year, who is 16.
Oh wow!
So I'm hoping that this young boy he gets found and he comes back home safe without any you know harm or hurt. Or anything like that. Hopefully he doesn't do anything to himself. I just pray for the Lord to just, you know, wrap his arms around him, give him peace. Of course, I don't know, you know, well, we don't know what's going on through his mind since losing his brother last year. But we all know suicide is not the answer. And I just pray that he will find freedom in Jesus and be released from that pain or whatever he's feeling at the moment. I'm not sure how far Annalise lives from him, but I'm just praying that he gets found and comes home safely.
Well, that's what I said. We have to pray for the youth because even at 15, 16 years old, the mindset of a young person and the troubles that they're dealing with, it's a lot for them. And we've known that for the last couple of years of certain things that's been going on with our youth. So we have to keep our youth in prayer also because the devil is trying to get a hold of them. So we have to keep them encouraged at all times because they're still growing and still learning in this life. And the way how we will react as adults, they might not react the same way. So we have to keep them encouraged.
Absolutely. Not only encouraged, but, you know, teach them how to pray because in cases, you know, if uncle, auntie, mom, or dad, you know, isn't around or guidance counselor isn't around, they have to know that they have to know how to go to Jesus for themselves. And you can talk to Jesus at any time, whether you are hurt,
at any time,
frustrated, mad, whether things are going right in school, whether things are going wrong at home, doesn't matter when it comes to Jesus. He's always available and he's always there. So we have to teach our kids not only how to encourage themselves, or the peers and the youth had to encourage themselves, but also had to pray as well, had to just sit down, breathe, and just have a conversation with God because that's what prayer is. That's what praying, that's what it is. Conversation with God is if he's sitting or standing right there with you. You don't have to pick up a phone or anything like that. He's right there with you.
And of course, we're praying because a lot of us have to remember that most of the people in the Bible that God called, they were young people. They were teenagers. Mm-hmm. They were young people doing some extraordinary things at a very young age. And they had to be close with God and talking with God at all times for certain things to, you know, manifest. So it's not that we have to wait until we get older to even get wisdom. There's young people that's 16, 17 that's wiser than some people that's 45. So if we staying connected with God and talking to God and staying encouraged, and like I said, in dealing with encouragement, we need to encourage our young people. We need to, you know what they're doing, but also encourage what they're, especially ministries that they're getting themselves, that they're getting into that God has called them to do, and stay and encourage them because, you know, this is when the developmental mindset is going. So you want them to stay in kingdom. You don't want them to be discouraged and leave kingdom.
Right. Absolutely. Joe Fogus, while we got you here on the line, how are you going to introduce us to your brand new song?
Oh, okay. So I just dropped my new single that was called Uplifting Words, and there's a new music video that just came out for that, and it's on all social sites from YouTube to Pandora. And I also re-released the my 2021 album Strength Music with Higher and Strength Music on there and Feed the Block. So everything's on all the social sites. So, you know, Uplifting Words, thank you for encouraging. It's very encouraging to hear the song played on your radio station. Thank you for the support. And it's just a song that's helping other people to just, you know that you're not alone, that there's people out here that's trying to encourage and knows that, you know, we go through things, but, you know, God is with us. So.
Absolutely. Well, here I am, KS, here to encourage the listeners through Joe Fogus' brand new track called Uplifting Words, right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all, we will be back with more music. And again, for those who are prayer warriors, pray. I said pray for Annalise's nephew, who is on the run right now, and hopefully he is located before the night is over with. Amen. Here's Uplifting Words by the homie.
We're all
going to
be praying for him.
Check it out.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, JP. You're now listening to the KS Radio Show. Go ahead and give them Jesus, KS.
Royalty!
Will come, but we will prevail. Throw your cares on him so you can love and let that hurt heal. There are people who care and who wants you to do well. God didn't make a mistake with you. He sees the treasure in you. His love is true. His love cannot fail. God won't let you down. His love reaches the heavens and the clouds. You'll feel them all around. We need to stop the hate and stop the violence now, and show more love. We need humanity all around. Doesn't that sound better than having that hate and sorrow around? Love is bound. One another, build each other up, throw positive vibes in the air, to the atmosphere, and see what connects with it. It's medicine for the soul, and God's in control. He wants us to be joyful with it. Negative vibes can't stay alive. We practice love. We can win this. We're champions in the faith, and people need us. We gotta stand strong. We won't let us down. God loves us, so keep pushing through. We'll get through those storms. God loves you. I know we've been through a lot, but his hands is on us. We need to trust and obey, because there's no other way.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
I be praising Jesus Christ. Why the baby?
Tiptoeing in my J's, John, I got a lot to say. Hey. Old woman passed away, Jesus raised me from that grave. Hey. I'ma keep praising while I'm stepping in strides. It's all about Jesus, I've been bought with that price. Bouncing my head to that 808 drum. Got that living H2O, won't you come and get you some? Talking from the sidelines, you don't know about me. I'm in Florida sunshine, man, I'm clean and set free. And I be praising Jesus while that bass hit. Hey. About to break through, I can taste it. To give it to him and let go of your past. Get you some peace and quit living so fast. It's nothing about me and it's all about him. It's power in the blood and forgiveness of my sins. His love breaks through while that bass goes boom. He died and he rose, he left death in that tomb.
Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit. 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 Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit.
Old school body slam, call me Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah,
I'm back
brother.
On the mic, gotta keep this thing going. Got a smile on my face, cause Jesus saved my soul. Call me Pony Boy, cause I always stay golden. I'm back on my grizzly bear, you know I ain't stopping. Go hard like a 1992 Dennis Rodman. Putting demons in the coffin, you hating and you plotting. I'm still out here pushing hope, man, miss me with the gossip. You bragging about your chains while I praise the chain breaker. Jesus in your post, put your life to flex Satan. I'm talking about his love and nothing but the blood. You can only see the change when you give the world up. You can front, you can face, you ain't fooling me, dawg. And you can talk behind my back, man, I'm cool with it all. But this is real talk, all glory to God. And I'ma keep praising Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but I'm
praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit?
I'll open you go
and they
go.
Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit?
I'll open you go
and they
go. Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit?
I'll open you go
and they
go. Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit? Praising Jesus Christ, why that bass hit?
I'll open you go
and they
go.
Yeah,
brother.
It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show. Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
Amen, you guys, we are back. Amen, shout out to Joe Focus for interacting on the show tonight, encouraging the listeners. We heard his song called Uplifting Words, which is actually a music video on YouTube, so definitely check that out. And then right after that, we played the banger from the homies, Relentless Hope, which is a married group. That didn't make any sense. They're a married couple. I'm sorry, guys, who are two phenomenal rappers, and they have chosen to put Jesus in front of their addictions. They are clean. They are a terrific and wonderful husband and wife out of Florida. who makes music for Jesus, and I think they have a skateboarding company or something. Anyway, shout out to Relentless Hope, man, coming through with that bass head track. And speaking of Relentless Hope, they will be our guests on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. with the homie Jay Measy at the Godson Listening Show, the Godson Listening Party, as well as Godson Music, and it's also going to be streaming on my Facebook page, Elicio Torres. So shout out to Relentless Hope. Can't wait to have them on the show to break down the songs and even play some of their, you know, some of the music videos as well. As Chop It Up with the homie Paul Bill Jr., who is a gospel singer. So it's going to be our first doubleheader over at the Godson Listening Party. I'm definitely excited for Tuesday at 7 o'clock. If you guys are not busy at that time on Tuesday, then definitely jump on Facebook or jump on YouTube and check us out. Hope you guys enjoyed that bass hit track, because it will be featured on Tuesday night. I want to give a big shout out to my sister, Kanisha Warlick, who is the founder and the businesswoman behind All Things Essential Oils and More LLC. You guys can check out her link to her website in the description of the show, which is allthingsessential22.com. Copy the link and, you know, paste it in your browser, and you can check out what she has. And if you need a custom order, she can do that for you as well. So definitely tap in and support my sister, Kanisha Woolley, with her business, All Things Essential Oils and More. And if you are on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening to the rebroadcast afterwards, just read the description. I have partnerships with HustlePrayE.com, as well as Redeemed Culture, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com, and so many other businesses that, you know, that support what I do. So definitely support those that support me, and continue to keep Annalise and her nephew uplifted tonight. We don't know if he's been found, but we know that he's struggling in his thoughts, maybe even considering suicide. We don't know. We just know that he can't be found right now. He ran out of the house about 15 minutes ago. She told me 10 minutes before showtime that she didn't know if she was going to make the show or not, but I'm glad that she came on, told us what was happening, and hopefully you guys are praying for her nephew, who is 15. We all know a lot of things go through the thoughts and the minds of teenagers, and what they deal with on a day-to-day basis, either in school or at home or, you know, on the football field, whatever it is that they may be going through. We just want to keep him uplifted, as well as all the youth uplifted tonight. We're going to go ahead and play some exclusive snippets from the homie Edify, who has given me permission to play these exclusive snippets. And he is at the Hustle Prayer Eat Conference right now. So I know they're turning up. So we're going to go ahead and keep the vibe going, keep the show moving and rolling. This is Edify's exclusive track called Scorched. And I want to play about a minute of the song so you guys can get a good feel of it. But here is Scorched by the homie Edify featuring Queese right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. We got another exclusive clip, and then I'm going to go ahead and get out of y'all way. So we're going to go ahead and get into this Scorched track by the homie Edify featuring Queese. Check it out.
It's just one way.
Yeah.
Been on the road, ain't no looking back. Instead of chest, call it cardiac. I keep taking the punches that Manny packed. I've been speaking the truth, always getting fat. Better get out of the way or you laying flat. When the truth that they stomach, that's celiac. That's real, I'm in the field. Tell them that we coming through, give them that deal. When you hear the trumpets, know they finna own me. We near, time's here, better listen, here's the deal. Cause I'm headed right back to the office, lost up. Now I'm about to give them work, do it real often. Always in the dark space, breaking out the coffin. Cross space, still living life straight, flossing. Hashtag blessed. Now I'm back up in the ball game. Finally let me in, all I needed was a login. They was all talking, I walked in my calling. And if you ever cross me, I'm praying for you often, that's honest. Yeah, I got a new outlook, that's word in my comma. I pause in the margins, my old life was hardened. I came back new, had my enemies shook. That's Reggie at the garden. My old ways in carnage, I let go of bondage.
All right, y'all, that's all y'all get. That's all y'all get. If you want to hear the rest of the song, you got to listen to the show from this past Wednesday with the homie Jay Measy and Edify. Definitely had a good time with him. Very long interview, very enjoyable interview. We had a good time on Wednesday night with the homie Edify. I'm going to get into his second exclusive track called Masquerade, because a lot of us, we wear masks, and we don't want to admit it, but some of us, or all of us do. But anyway, here is the
second exclusive track, this exclusive snippet by the homie Edifact called Masquerade, and it's featuring his homie Tank right here on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
It's just one way.
Yeah. Christian can't rap like this, touch him with the Midas. Must got the itis, they still fast asleep. Try to wake him up, got souls to reach. Cut the captives free, most captives cheap. Feed you lies, only feel the greed. When it gets you hooked like it's nicotine. Put that poison all in your bloodstream and it makes you feel. Try putting a hand on the movement, maybe that's stopping for it. Life change to a movie, turn into a plot twist oculus. I'm transparent without some binoculars. Show the audience, don't want applause for this. First divorce lawyer, instead of therapist. Feel you gotta split. Try not to quit and then exhaustion hit. Life is full of lessons, better not forget. Avoid embarrassment, they archive it quick. Really gotta give it time to sit, looking deep within, become a better man. Follow God's plan, it's in God's hands. And if you feeling sick, you ignore the signs, you gon' meet the ditch. Had to live and learn and won't go back again. Don't have common sense, you gon' meet your end. Nah, I'm not perfect, I just live with purpose. Most these rappers serve.
Hey, it's Edify, and you are listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, man, that's all y'all get. Hopefully y'all enjoyed those exclusive snippets. He mentioned on the show this past Wednesday that he does not know when he is going to release them. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those. Annalise was my guest tonight. She came in. She shared her testimony a little bit and about what she's going through right now with her 15-year-old nephew who ran out of the house. He can't be located. He was talking about suicide. So I'm definitely asking all the listeners to encourage him, to lift him up, not only him but his family, not only her, but him as well, and each and every person that will be impacted if something tragic had happened to him. But we're just praying for God's, you know, God's sovereignty, for God to just wrap his arms around him, give him a protection like no other, and bring him home safe. Amen. So I know we got about 5 minutes left into the show. I want to give a big shout-out to all the listeners, all of you guys, my mom, Joe Focus. I think the homie Robert just called in. Caleb, the homie Elder Twice Born, all of you guys on the line and that will listen to the show afterwards. I do know that Jesus is important. Jesus is essential, but also salvation is essential. And I know that as an adult, I've struggled with some things. Like as a kid, I struggled with some things. And I try to be better because I am a father now. And I know some days it is a struggle versus other days. But I also know that with Christ, I can do all things. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So I'm hoping that God will continue to strengthen me like he always does. I'm hoping that God will continue to strengthen all of you guys and that you will fully trust in God and his ability and in his power and his peace and everything that he does for you, for your family, and those around you. But if you don't know who Jesus is, you are definitely in trouble. And I don't want nobody to be in trouble. Jesus does not want anybody to go to hell. So salvation is essential. We all know that the world operates on its own axis, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They can shut down the EBT system like they did a couple weeks or like a month ago. The education system can just shut down, and our babies could be, you know, really in trouble. But for those who trust in Jesus because we have given him permission to change our lives because we accepted his calling in our lives, we accepted the offer to salvation. So I'm going to go ahead and play this salvation clip because Jesus is important and he is the reason why I have this show. So without any further ado, here's the salvation clip, and then I'm going to get to this last song with one more announcement. But other than that, you guys, here's the salvation clip by the homie Reborn. And again, if you guys don't know Jesus in the departing of your sins, hopefully you guys will be encouraged tonight to give him your heart and your hand. Without any further ado, the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. With our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, guys. Again, shout out to Reborn for that awesome salvation clip. A lot of us don't know where we will end up after we take our last breath, but when you accept Jesus, he's going to accept you. So I encourage you guys, if you haven't accepted Jesus already, definitely accept his offer, accept his hand. Let him come in. Let him change your life. Let him show you a different out. Let him show you a different way of responding. Let him show you a different way to love. He's able. That's all I can say. He's able. That's all I can say. Anyway, you guys, I want to say thank you all for listening tonight. Shout out to the homie Jay Measy for allowing me to be his co-host. We have a ton of shows this week coming up. Monday, we got the homie Rock Lee. Tuesday, we got Relentless Hope and Paul Beal Jr. Wednesday, we got Wednesday, D. Riddick on Wednesday, and then Thursday, we got the homie D. Black, all at 7 p.m., so Monday at 7 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m., Thursday at 7 p.m., and then on the 30th, which is that Friday, next Friday, Paul Beal Jr. and Queef is going to be here on the KS Radio Show, live and direct. We're going to chop it up. We're going to have a great time, so if you guys are not busy next Friday or anytime this week, tap into any of the shows Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. and then on Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of music is going forth, you guys, a lot of testimonies and a lot of, you know, breaking bread with my homies. I'm definitely excited for this week if you guys are not busy this week. And again, you guys, read the links and the websites in the description of this show. And for those, if you're feeling generous and you want to bless me and, you know, continue to, you know, donate or, you know, want to sow into the ministry, you guys can send your donations to Cash App, $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And again, thank you all for listening tonight. I'm going to choose the last song of the night, either D Price, The New AEZ, Ariana Marie. I got a lot of music to choose from, but I love it, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this last track. But thank you all for listening tonight. Shout out to Jay Measy for allowing me to stream on his StreamYard channel. And thank you to all my partnerships, GSWC Radio, Charge Station Radio, Extreme Praise Radio,
Must Be Heard Radio, and the list goes on and on and on. You guys know who you are that spin the show, that play the show on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. I appreciate all of the love and support you guys have given me over the years. And again, I wouldn't be here without Jesus. I wouldn't be this far, 6 years in, without the KS Nation. So thank you all for listening tonight. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out with none other than my good friend, Gloria Shalom, which stayed on me because I'm hoping that the Holy Spirit would just cover Annalise's nephew, who is thinking about suicide tonight, who can't be located. And if I have an update for you guys before I go to bed, I would definitely post it on my page. But for those who are listening tonight, continue to keep him in prayer. I didn't get a name. I just got an age. So keep the young man in prayer and know that God is able. Know that Jesus is able. Know that he is still in control. So you guys have a blessed weekend, and I hope to see you guys in the next interview or the next show on Monday. Be blessed, and remember, everything is in the hands of God, and he has everything under control. Here is Gloria Shalom with State on Me. I'll catch you guys next time.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Jay Nib, right out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm coming to you to let you know you already tuned in to the best station in the nation. It's the KS Radio Show, so make sure you stay tuned in for exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray the blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Keep your mind. keep it stayed on me. Keep your mind at ease. Keep it stayed on me. I give purpose.